The United Arab Emirates is the first country in the Middle East to shift to what it's calling a four-day work week. Oh, what a lovely thought. Officials say the switch will boost productivity and make it easier to do business with Western nations. But will it work? Victoria Pengilly has been looking at this with Backstory. Hi, Victoria.
Hi, Cathy. Well, for many of us, a four-day work week sounds a little too good to be true. But what if I told you that it's slowly becoming the norm? Countries around the world are hopping onto the trend, with trials underway in the US, Iceland, Spain, and now the United Arab Emirates. The UAE will technically have a 4.5-day working week, with employees knocking off at noon on Fridays, a day that's traditionally reserved for prayers. The weekend days will also change from Friday and Saturday to Saturday and Sunday. Now, the change only applies to government employees, but it's a pretty unusual move for a Muslim country to allow people to work on Fridays, which are a holy day. The government says the change will align itself more closely with global markets and boost productivity.
We believe that this change will allow the companies to operate more comfortably with the world and with the other economies around the world. We believe that it will enable the UAE to attract talent. We believe that this will attract capital to their market in the UAE and will improve the performance of these markets.
That's Abdul Rahman Alawa, the country's Minister for Human Resources, speaking with CNBC. The broader context here is that the UAE is on a mission to try and make itself seen more attractive to foreign investors, largely in response to regional competition from Saudi Arabia, but it's also trying to shake off its conservative values. In recent years, it's introduced tougher laws against the harassment of women, allowed unmarried couples to live together, and it's decriminalised the consumption of alcohol. So will the UAE's 4.5-day work week actually work? Well, to answer that question, I put a call in to Pedro Gomez. He's an economist at the University of London and author of the book Friday is the New Saturday. He's been following the situation in the UAE very closely and told me introducing the rules just for government employees could be a mistake.
So there's clearly benefits of international coordination. The reduction of the working week, the way they have done it was just applying to the public sector. And I think that carries some risks. There was one experiment in the US in 2011 on the state of Utah. And Republican Governor John Huntsman implemented a four-day week in the public sector. But then after he left as governor, there was a movement to bring it back to the five-day week. So what happened was some politicians explored this narrative of the hardworking private sector workers versus the lazy bureaucrats.
The idea of a four-day working week has been kicking around for several years, but it's become a particularly attractive proposition during the pandemic as more people are working from home. I should also note that this concept applies to white-collar work, so people with office jobs. And there's evidence out of trials in the UK and Iceland that suggest four-day weeks can increase the productivity of workers by up to 40%. Pedro Gomez says there's also a strong economic argument for the concept, something the UAE likely has in mind.
So there are many firms that are experimenting with a four-day working week. And what they find is that it improves the productivity of the business. So workers, when they rest 3 days, they come more rested, more productive, more efficient. They make fewer mistakes and errors. So it makes the business better. Then you have other gains. One of them is the increasing demand for leisure industries. So when you consume, you need money, but you also need time. It's in your free time that you feel your needs. We shouldn't really think about leisure as time away from the economy. Most of the leisure acts have an economic payoff.
So if shorter work weeks benefit employees, businesses, and the economy, why aren't they being rolled out everywhere? Well, I put that question to Pedro Gomez as well.
There are people doing it. It's called part-time. There's also some firms doing, but the difficulty of firms and workers doing it without the help of the government or without the nudge of the government is exactly the problem of coordination. So when someone moves part-time, they are seen in the firm as the slackers. They jeopardize all promotion opportunities, and you still have a lot of people doing it. The same for firms. If they move to a four-day week by themselves, what does that mean if their customers want to buy a good on Friday? So the gains of productivity have to be very, very large for firms to do it.
So I guess we'll just have to wait and see how it all pans out in the UAE, Cathy.
Great. Thanks, Victoria.